Blog Talk Radio.
Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Jar Jewel. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Jar Jewel. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Jar Jewel. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Jar Jewel. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller.
A real nigga had a dream, like Martin Luther King. In his vision, we was living the money religion, and our women believe in submission. This is nonfiction. Yo, soul, my jurisdiction. These niggas don't want no friction. We put bricks on feet and leave them thinking we're vicious. Niggas thinking shit is sweet, so I'm plotting these riches. Little crystals glisten in this spinach I'm twisting. When my real niggas pray, we know that St. Pac listens. So my Glock's at attention, my dollars about faith. A scholar, no debate, my power make ground shake. I devour the fake. My anatomy is onyx made in fiery lake. It's hard to make a mistake, this is perfection. The West connection, just the final lesson. Received igniting and blessing, we fighting without the weapons. For the spite to watch your flesh and get torn. This is the core of the core, the more you've seen us before. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Godzilla. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Godzilla. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Godzilla. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Godzilla. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Malcolm X in the flesh. This is Colin Muhammad, atom bombing, Bugatti mobbing. It seems to be a problem when Alice, that blonde witch, gets the apple bobbing my dick. She tries to hold the spit and call it holy sacrament. This is the blackest of bitch. I'll catch that bitch, try to get away with my chip. Magnificent, sister, don't play that shit. Let me exhibit, rose out of the ocean. At the top of the building, I don't deal with emotions, and I'll piss on your feelings. Real niggas own the team, and the games are for children. We don't aim at the ceiling, we let the force go. Take limbs from torsos, with no chokehold. Leave your soul on a plate of gold, tongue out and eyes closed. Execution blindfold, nigga, this is my road. I'm the dragon with pants sagging, the child was chose. I'm too wild to hold, fuck your style and code. Nigga, I'll let it be known, my BGs refire from they soul. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Godzilla. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Godzilla. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Godzilla. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller. Stand tall, King Kong, a nigga's Godzilla. I use my eagle on you when I pursue my thriller.
Yo, I am back in the house. We're going to get to it right now. We're going to talk about the cuckold. Actually, I was supposed to be doing an interview with somebody, and last minute, things didn't go as planned. So, we will be doing it another time. So this will be the introduction show to a lot of the shows that will be showing up every now and again on the subject of cuckoldry. Now, the thing is that, you know, you think it's just a porn category. I understood a very long time ago, my homie used to talk about it, that it was far more in depth than just by the usage of the word bull, I understood that there was something else going on in the house that I wanted to know about. Now, it took time to come to fruition, but now we have data. We have the data of what cuckoldry truly is. I will be writing a 3-volume series. I'm very excited. I hope you're excited. Because the show is about to begin. The cuckoldry, at first, when I first got into the research, you know, I knew it was some freaky, you know, sexual psychopathology is really what it is. And we wanted to go down this lane. We wanted to figure out why is the white man letting other men have sex with his wife? That's how the layman's mind is looking at the whole scenario. There are so many different elements and levels and layers to what is going on in that one little scene. And also depending on what they're imposing on the scene, the husband and wife, you never know the positions that are being played. There are many different roles that can be being played in the areas of the dominant and the submissive within the triad, the sexual union. They state that usually it is the male that requests to see said activity. There's a lot of reasons why. To delete trust, to also humanize the woman. This is the process. And when I say that is because they're more objectified before the cuckoldry event to allow the woman to have sexual union with another male and for you not to care about it or have any type of jealousy. And it also defeats the layer of jealousy. When you not caring about it deletes the objectification of her as a sexual object to you. So in your mind as a male, it assists with you looking at a woman as being, you know, a woman that I can handle business with. And it's not just, it deletes your own sexual desire, basically. There are emasculating elements added to the scenario. Once again, it's all depending on what role is being played of what. For instance, there's medical reasons that sometimes this thing may occur where the male or as it states, you know, there's a psychological thing when the women get older, you know, the menopause thing kicks in and they understand that they haven't really used their vagina as much as they had liked to during the course of their life to defeat the social categorization of being a whore by being, you know, sexually rampant is the word I want to use, being sexually promiscuous, okay? So, it deletes these layers in the male's mind. There's a lot of other layers that go on, too. But, like I said, there's a medical reason. Erectile dysfunction. The woman's sex drive is heightened. You know, we've raised children together. We've done everything together. Why not get extra freaky with it? I'll watch you bone another dude. That's what it is. There's got to be, at the end of the day, there's got to be some type of homosexuality shit going on here. For you to desire to watch another man have sex with your woman. That, you know, but once again, that's only one type of cuckold. There are other cuckold situations where the man isn't there at all. And the woman has full freedom to do whatever she wants to, whether he's involved or not. All of these are areas of the beta male and what the beta male has to go through in life. As I stated in a prior blog talk that I did, you know, you have the fallen angel, you have the woman, and then you have the man. That is the man is the demon. Okay, the beta males are demons. Okay. Alpha males are fallen angels / aliens. Okay, that's what you want to call those. And also devil fits in there too. It's all transferable in between those three. And then to be more materialistic on the identification of the character that I'm relating to today, there would be pimp / porn star / entertainer. Okay. Which by majority rule are ran by black males, okay? So this fits in with the bull, and that's what excited me from the from when I first started questioning the social element was the bull reference. And the bulls don't raise their offspring, same with the deer, same with all ruminescent animals, I think that's what they're called. Okay, well, one thing we have to understand is the whole science of cuckoldry is in all cultures that I've come across so far. That's either directly or indirectly. It is a part of the culture. And this is also seen with the Black Madonna imagery. Okay. Of the woman being by herself and with the child, she was left. Okay. This goes in with the definition of the word, the cuckoo. The cuckoo bird is the bird that comes and lays the egg in your nest and then has behavioral and communication skills to enforce other birds to raise her offspring while she goes and carries on her liaisons in other locations. Okay. So it is named after the bird activity. That's where the word cuckold comes from. It's from cuckoo. But there's also a lot of metaphysical words that go with inside the word cuckold, like cock-old, cuck-cold, you know. There's a lot of them. Let me see here. Let me open up this book here. We have to understand that this is very deep. There's a commandment for the cuckolds, okay? Yeah, they say, the C is for cold, the O is for old, the K is for knave, the C is for kalat, which is a lewd woman. Where we have an O for woe, an L for lewd, and D for demeanor. And so that is cold, old, knave, the cuckold, okay? This science goes back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years. It goes back to ancient Egypt. This science is as old as can be. And it's based off of the science of henpecking. Henpecking is women nitpicking about a bunch of nothingness that concludes the nothing. That a man may be so in love with his woman now he goes running around worried about every little thing that she says when her demands are futile pertaining to the collective and the progression or growth of others or the whole. You know, their complaints is what man is one to destroy. That is the great common denominator of all women. As when you talk about one woman, you're talking about all of them. And that's how a lot of them think. But we are here for battle, men. We are here to battle for masculinity. So we have to understand that the cuckolds, when it comes to the bull reference, there is a literal to it. And the creatures are beasts, at least 'twas thought they had a beast within them. Since that part by its brutal intellect or spirit a Norman tick will grow raging and angry and querulous, all which is expressed in that croaking, heaving, and setting or moving up and down, just as bulls run to and fro, complaining and lowing for want of the milky mothers when the loving rage doth sting them. Okay? So, basically what that is saying, that, and I'm not going to be telling you what books I'm reading this material out of, but anyways, what they're stating is that the bulls are raging for the mothers as they are lactating and giving off the horny scent. But within the rage of the bull, he won't even eat where the cows eat, as he despises the cows, and yet, since the cows have to raise the single mother, their child as a single mother is what I meant to say. Sorry about that. The little boy grows up with an extra rage of wanting to conquer a woman. Okay? And there's a couple of layers to this, because erectile dysfunction can be imposed by a woman's voice, which is a part of the henpecking that I was referring to earlier. But also, when raising a son, it will impose erectile dysfunction for being the domineering factor in a male's life. A female can be a domineering factor in a male's life, or be able to give consequence. That's why only beta males lie to women. Beta males lie to women because they fear them. You see, you only lie to something that you fear can bring consequence to you, or something that is intimidating you. That is the only thing that you lie to, you see. So, if that's not the case, okay, then what could it be, you see? So, when we're talking about this cuckold thing, there's other animals that are related as well. The deer, which is the stag is the Jesus piece. You have to understand that the bull is more neutral. He is the neutral intermediary between the stag and also the goat, which they all share same energies. And you have to also understand that all of these entities are defined differently in the realm of cuckold. The housewife, her symbol of the cuckold is the snail. The snail, who only shows its eyes when traveling, only shows its horns. The snail's eyes are considered horns in the cuckoldry science. And she hides her horns when she is in threat. Your horns are a symbol of your pride. As when we talk about the natural status of horns amongst animals, we have yet to find out the true definition of what horns are for. One thing a lot of people don't know about horns is that they fall off and they regrow every year. Okay? That is on all of them. Now, we know the deers have antlers, so there is a different science in the antlers and the horn. But from what we do know, in both, there's a high concentration of testosterone in bone matter. When developing a horn, a lot of bone marrow decreases from the bones in order to construct the horns on the head. Okay? The antlers take a lot of calcium and a lot of keratin and a lot of, testosterone as well, which may be the reference of the word boner that we use and related to a man's phallus, which is also relative to the stag power or the bull power or the goat power. Now, one thing about the goat that I wanted to throw out there real quick is that the goat is a very odd animal, as the only animal with the pupil of a bar. You know, its pupil and its eye is a bar. It's the only animal on the planet that has that, to my knowledge. Besides this fact, the goat will allow other fellow male goats to have sex with its partner. And then they will go clean up. They will go lather and clean up the male after he has consummated with his woman. Now, this is the activity that's going on the porn. So we see that we have a situation where the white males are incarnating the energy of the goat or the activity of the goat through sex. All ritualistic incarnations have to be done through sex. And the reason why is because sex is life. The fluid of life, you know, this is when you are consciously in your dream state. It's 90% of sex is mental, and I think it's 90% of the time during sex your eyes will be closed. So, that is the element of birthing the entity, okay? And that is what's going on here. When it comes to the, so, because they can't do any human sacrifice to it, and goats are not killers. I mean, they are killers, because I'm about to tell you the story right now, where a goat killed the man. But when it comes to what they eat, they are herbivores to my knowledge. Now, there was one story I read where a goat, where the farmer, the goat herd, you have to understand, you know, shepherd is a sheep herd, so then they have a goat herd. The goat herd was boning the female sheep, I mean the female goat. And then the male goat saw this and rammed him and killed him. He rammed him with his horns. So that is to say that the goats do get jealous, but they also state that they commit this activity to defeat jealousy amongst the group. Who knows? We don't know why they really do it, but goats do that. Now, the bull. They call bulls... And that's old age in the goat. The bull is the intermediary. The bull is the college buck. Okay? I don't mean to say buck because buck is stag, but I meant buck by the definition of what he's doing. He's bucking on the woman. The reason why he's called the bull is because the bulls don't even eat around the women. And like I said earlier, they don't do nothing with the woman. So this is the young cat that's in between the ages of like... you know, 23 to 30, and he's fucking around doing whatever the fuck he wants to in life, but he's not going to stay based with any type of growth of family and no development, you know, and it's all three of them do that, you know. But he has more of a rowdy presentation. He's more of the bad boy presentation, okay, more of the uncouth. And then you have the stag. The stag is the corporate. The Jesus Negro, okay? Now, the thing about the bull is they'll use all these words loosely. There's no true set-in-stone definition on the stereotypes behind them that is being utilized today. There is in the ancient times, okay? And it's very clear. Here, let me read another one. Okay. Okay, that was the story I just read. Okay. Let me see what we got here. Oh, that's another thing. The horns. Okay, the elephant horn. Okay, here goes something about the goat right here. Uh, As for that opinion from the GOAT that Virgil sings, yet some think that a willing cuckold may be called a becco or goat, since he so caresses and holds friendship with his cuckold maker. And so some goat herds have observed that when a goat is at any time prevented of his sport, prevented meaning he can't go have sex, by his co-rival, he opens his mouth and gapes and shows his teeth as if he laughed. These may be called whittles, rather, whose good nature suffers them to be drained and milked of their purse, even to the maintenance of sometimes of the parameter. Okay, hence the saying, it may be or milking the he-goat, unless you will derive the proverb, rather from that of Aristotle, who tells of a he-goat in Lemnos that had nigh his genitals two dugs, which were usually milked, and that he begat other goats like himself. Yeah, so you have to understand that a lot of this stuff goes all the way back down to Greek mythology when it comes to the zodiac signs involved, because there's a lot of zodiac signs involved inside the science of cuckoldry, and also the moon, the mooning, the showing of the ass and calling it a moon, and all of that has a lot to do with the cuckold's art, okay? And that is a fact. One of the words used during the 1500s, the definition of a baggage in the 1500s in the English language, meant heavy baggage, women and children, also a familiar epithet for a woman, as cunning baggage, wanton baggage, etc. This is in the 1500s, ladies and gentlemen. We have a long list of words that I think I'm going to be bringing out and showing you that are the true definitions of a lot of different types of women, okay? And also men when it comes to the science of cuckoldry. And we'll be coming out in a 3-volume series. And a lot of people ask me, they say, you know, 3-volume series, you just wrote a 3-volume series, man. Like, are you sure you can whip this out to a 3-volume series? I said, hell yes, I can. Okay. And the reason why is because it's in everything. It's in all the religions. There's an astrological level to it. There's a biological level to it. There's a, unicorn. The unicorn is the uni and the corn. The corn is for the horn. The unicorn is a female's clit. You know. And that's just what it is out here. Okay? Here's the word bitch in the 1500s. A she-dog or dogess, the most offensive appellation that can be given to an English woman, even more provoking than that of whore, as may be gathered from the regular Billingsgate or St. Giles answer. I may be a whore, but can't be a bitch. Okay. To bitch. To yield or give up an attempt through fear. To stand bitch. To make tea. Or do the honors of the tea table, performing a female part. Bitch there standing for woman. Species for genius. Bitch booby, a country wench. Bitter or biter, a wench whose cunt is ready to bite. Her arts, a lascivious rampant wench, is a biter. Okay? Yes. So you have to understand all of these words are coming from very ancient times, describing the situations, or actually defining the characters and describing the situations that are the basis of male and female, unification. and will be done through the arts of adultery, and will be done through the arts of coquetry. And the only reason in being is because women don't want to accept the natural laws of human, of our existence, the natural sciences of our existence. And I was talking to a man in Denmark who agreed with me on everything that I was saying. Okay? And it boiled down to it that, you know, women are more worried about their demands. They're not going to suffice what you want, your desires in any form. And it may be part of, it may be the true definition of revolution that makes the man create in such a way, okay? It's basically like a fire underneath the ass type situation. Okay. A blasted fellow or a brimstone is an abandoned rogue or a prostitute. I'll be doing that throughout this whole thing. Reading you words and their definitions and how women were being defined during these times. A blower. A mistress or whore of a gentleman of the scamp. Okay. A blouse. A woman whose hair is disheveled and hanging about her face. All right. So, if you want to know where the human's horn is at, all humans have a horn. And all humans' horns are located in the eyeball. Your eyeball is called the cornea, and the word corn in France is horn. So whenever you see the cornucopia, or that's why corn is called the way it's corn, because it's shaped like a horn. Okay? So, you see through the horny coat of the eyeball, you are attracted. And you live by the Ten Commandments, in which there is a commandment. The cuckold commandment is in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay? And to love your neighbor as yourself is to take care of their woes. And this is exactly what we're talking about here. A bobtail. A lewd woman, or one that plays with her tail. Also, an impotent man, or an eunuch. So look how a woman and a eunuch both got called the same thing. Also, an impotent or an eunuch. Tag, rag, and bobtail, a mob of all sorts of low people. To shift one's bob, to move off or go away, to bury bob, to join in chorus with any singers. Also a term used by the sellers of game for a partridge. Okay. So we're having a lot of gender wars in the world today, and a lot of women think they're going to break men by, you know, being the hag that nags with the bag. Okay. And how you're going to do that is by educating her with psychology and sociology, because every woman is biologically wired and built to understand those sciences. So basically, you need to put up a mirror to show her own retardation and how it affects others. And a real woman, this will always be the test for a real woman. A real woman will see her ways and change her ways immediately. An angry, contemptuous woman will not. And she will continue to rant and rave with her nothing. Okay? You know, so that is just the reality to the situation. Let me see here. a bugaboo is a scare babe or bully beggar. Remember, stuff I'm reading is from the 1400s, 1500s right now. So due to the fact that these words are still being used in the same format today, some of them. A bunter is a low, dirty prostitute, half whore and half beggar. All prostitutes are beggars. Let's keep it clear. They're all beggars. Okay. So back to the, when you really look at it, woman is the only species, the only living being on the planet that can beg and live from, you know, beginning to the end just by begging, you know. So to go back to the cuckoldry element and the animal classifications, I do believe they do this shit to enforce their status of not being animal. As, and I state that for everybody, okay? Being animal and not being animal is exclusively a psychological scenario, and it really has nothing to do with any type of no physicality or any relation to others by skin tone or pigmentation. That is not the case at all. Okay? This situation is mankind. We're going through deep gender wars here. And the cuckoldry is definitely in part to it. So when they classify others as animal, that is also the woman, because the woman can only survive by seduction and rebirth, and that's usually the same status as animals. That's all animals do, is have sex besides hunt. You know, there is no real inclination to do anything else. They're not physically designed to do anything else. So, when we're talking about the dividing of the human and the animal psyche, the woman has to defeat the element of being classified as an animal by having correlation with the large, by having sex with the large phallic mammal, and then going back to her business and handling her day-to-day affairs and not being physically seducted to the animalistic nature of sexual union and to have the high desire of being sought after with attention and attraction, okay? And that's just one of the bottom lines to it. Okay, so we're going to play another track here, and then we're going to come back to it.
Top-notch gang, Soccer City. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Mirror, mirror on the wall, will a real nigga ball? Just trying to find a wish to make a prince out of frog. A lady with a tramp stamp, loyal for the big dog. The beauty loves the beast, she likes to foul my claws. See Mary pussy popping, keep that chastity dropping. I am just a leprechaun and that be needing me gold. Everywhere that I go, it's Sherlock Holmes on a hoe. Looking for Snow White, of course she got seven dwarfs. Yeah, they pay her rent and lights and give her money for support. But she'll disappear with the headless man on the horse. To explore the great sport, let the games begin. Late night, red light, we will dance in the sin. That innocence within will never see life again. Alice in Wonderland, we all wonder where you've been. She says, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late for a date and some ends. Now every day she
wants to play with Mr. Rumpelstiltskin, nigga.
The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The Mad Hatter with Dapper make your pockets get fatter. Yankee Doodles never frugal with the abracadabra. Hypnotized by your eyes, all the rumors that chatter. Wet panties, dry purse, such a perilous matter. Better make them rats scatter like the cat awaits. My game is Pepe Le Pew, I be on the chase. My word, suffocate, she got a blue devil face. Pimp Thunder, witch hunter on the tribunal case. Bitch, this the Inquisition, don't you rise my suspicion. You've been speaking with fairies and you've been eating with gnomes. Always got a big old stinking ass dog in your home. Need to get the proper fucking to be insane and alone. In this world, you're a little girl and you need to be grown. So just close your eyes and think it's a ice cream cone. She plead for what she needs so she can do what she prone. This is Don Juan Python till the night be gone. Bitch. My name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Mr. Macaroni with Pinocchio's nose. On a white stallion with a glass shoe for your toes. I'll get your hair, did you have the finest jewelry and clothes? A peasant will see heaven when she do what she told. She wants to dance the La Macabre with the nature god. Do everything odd, cause life's a facade. So she's gone with the wind, so she can brag to her friends. Stupid chickens will do anything to stay with the trend. With that, I sit back, cause the fact her Kit Kat need a Tic Tac. She should relax with that beeswax. Cause these snaps, they all belong to me. I'm the one with the cane in this game of Monopoly. I collect every penny of the tax on my property. Better speak with etiquette, and that means properly. Little Red Riding Hood just don't know where she be. She reached to kiss the goat, and it was sloppy and obscene. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie.
Yes, indeed, we are back. So, the cuckoldry thing is a lot of different elements, giving the woman full freedom, is the worship of the sex goddess, okay? And they have incarnated that principle. White females have had more sex than any other race of women on this planet. So they made sure that they mandated that spot. They put that down. That's just the course, you know, of what has occurred in history. They're hiding it now because it's able to be done that way. But this is just the truth of what did occur. As I stated, cuckoldry is found in all civilizations. It is found in tribes. It is one of the base patterns of opposite gender relations. Okay? And that is just the bottom line to it. A lot of people don't feel adequate. A lot of men don't feel adequate enough to try and handle a woman or whatever. You're supposed to grow with a woman so you can, so your comfort level will be good, and you can sync with a woman on a healthy nature, okay? And that's just the truth to it. a lot of people can't move on a healthy nature because they're not paying attention to the stages of maturity. And a lot of people are denying, you know, opportunities and turning down things that they should not have done at a very young age. Now, they've backed up a lot of fluid sexual secretions, and that's both in female and male, that will impose insanity. To alleviate this insanity after years and years and years and years of marriage, and the man feels as if he is inadequate in the area of pleasing his woman, they will get to other avenues, okay? Because one thing we have to understand is that sex is only a temporary thing. It lands maybe once or twice, okay? You know, it lands only once or twice. So, out of a long time period, okay, right now it's at a high rate where a lot of couples are not having sex at all. You can look up the 43 reasons why I stopped having sex with my partner, and that was a very good article. You could just Google that title, and the article will pull right up. And it's just alarming at how many people are not, you know, satisfied with their mate or with their household or with their relationship situation. And they've been lying to themselves. They've been trying to keep a smile on the Facebook. For what? What the fuck do you need to smile for? Yeah, it is very true that you can, you know, roll your dice and become a big gazillionaire off the internet overnight. Maybe just because of your smile. Okay, this is very true. You know, so we can't really pull that away and tell the person, oh, you got to be serious looking out here all the time and all that. It's not going to happen, you know. So, the woman defeats the animal status of having sex with the male. The male defeats, and not being, and she defeats it by not being attracted to it and maintaining her relationship with her husband and with her children. Okay, the husband defeats jealousy, her sexual objectification in his own mind, and treating her like less than a human, which may be a scenario, which the white culture really isn't taught like that, but, you know, they treat the pussy very delicate and unfuckable. The pussy is very fuckable, is what people need to know. But then at the same time, you also need to know that you're dealing with an element of outer space every time you stick your dick in a woman. So make sure that, you know, she can reach that outer space. She got good tone and good vibration because her visions, which women with big bellies have great visions, her visions is your future. And if she has those visions, then you will get that future a lot quicker. If you do not have those visions, if those visions are not given to you, you know, through any type of supernatural source, as the woman is the supernatural source to the outer space. So if you're not rising her anger and calming her anger and rocking her back and forth like a chassis, then you really aren't going to get any juice coming from the outer space, you know. And that's just the truest element to it. Each woman's nervous system inside their vagina is completely wired up differently than the other one. I mean, than any other woman. No two women on the planet have identical nervous system wirings at the cervix. And we have to understand this. Okay? They work in fleets, in drove fleets. Okay. They know that better than anybody. They have the secret communication world of women. And you are not involved, nor are you invited. And then Al Bundy has the man, has the woman hater man club, I think. in the closing of the show.
I don't think man and woman need to be doing this to each other.
I think there's love that can be found in a standard system that can be found that can assist all on this planet. But these gender issues are a big problem. I don't necessarily, you want to do the cook thing, do your thing. But I've never been involved in one of those scenarios. Okay. So. But I have read it too. Black men who do the whole cuckold thing. Like, it's kind of crazy. Okay. Do get emasculated. And I guess there may be a form of orgasm in his emasculation. What you gotta understand is that everything that adjusts the mind is orgasmic, basically. Anything that enforces or put pressure on the mind or soul. This is gonna come out. So we're gonna play two songs here and be out for the night. Y'all check out StargatePublishing.com. Y'all check out KickThatToHeaven.com, TheBlackMansBible.com, and all my websites. All right, new YouTube channels going up. All right, then.
City. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zone, wars, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pockets succeed. Hey, I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boy side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum, chewing on bubblegum, looking for a roughneck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She likes to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Taste the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung. Like a shook one, watch when the crotch crook come. Leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess.
I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a team. Gripe and say I'm so mean, but I make them cream playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team, bitch. What the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.